Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 50th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And I want you, as we read through this chapter, why these people are different. There's no remorse. There's no apology from him or his dad. They looked at it differently than most of us would. It was nothing in their mind. So we get to verse number 3. And his soul, speaking of Shechem, cleaved unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel. After he had done what he did, he knew she was different. And I looked again at this word love, and you know, there are different kind of loves in Scripture, different kind of loves, all right? People love different things. In my notes, I put there are different types of love. There's a love for God. There's a love for family. There's love for food. Remember Isaac? And boy, he loved venison. And Esau, how he had fixed that food. And twice, I looked back, Isaac said, man, I love that. Are you following? Different types of love of things. There's things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So when it said that he loved, that Shechem loved the damsel, he had a different thought than we think of love. Literally, what it was that sexual affection and attraction is what he had for Dinah. It was not that love we think of that... In a marital situation, even though he wanted to marry her, but it was more from a physical standpoint. She came from a different background. There wasn't any other girl in Shechem like this girl. And look in verse number 4. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. Now here it is. Back then they would arrange marriages, and you know that. They would... dowries involved, and the parents would go and arrange the marriages of sons and daughters. So notice he said, get me, I want her. That's the thought. I want her, Dad. You go get her for me. I want her as my wife. Shechem wanted Dinah for what she could be and give to him, not for what he could be and what he could give to her. See, there's a huge difference. Shechem knew what Dinah could be and would give to him, but a true marriage is what he could be and give to her. I'm doing some marriage counseling. I have another one next week, and we're talking about that in marriage. And after I asked him, why in the world do you want to get married in the first place? First, I tried to talk him out of marriage. You know, why are you? Oh, I'm in love with him. I'm in love with her. And they're all the world to me. And then explain the commitment of marriage and all. Well, Shechem had a different mindset than we did. Obviously, he didn't have proper marriage counseling. He said, Dad, get her. I want her. Well, verse number 5. To me, this is interesting. It sets the tone for the rest of the chapter. Because Jacob's the daddy. What would you do? I won't say what I would do because this is online. It's being recorded. And people are watching this all over. So I won't tell you what I would do. But I think you'd know what I'd be doing. You know. Matter of fact, when DJ was dating Tiffany years ago. Of course, they married and got 3 kids now. I remember the first time DJ asked me if he could take Tiffany out on a date. They were going to be with a couple. I wouldn't let them go by this the first time. A couple of times they went with another couple. But he asked me, bro, can I have the privilege? And I don't remember all the exact words. I'd like to take Tiffany out somewhere, ice cream or whatever it is. I'd like to take her. First time ever. And I said, okay. But remember, you bring her back here, and I'll be home cleaning my gun. About that time, there was a country music song. Remember, I ain't a country music guy. I used to be carnal, but anyway, I got spiritual now. I just listen to Southern gospel, you know. But anyway, there was a song, something about, I'll be right here cleaning my gun, okay? I told DJ that, and he had her back right on time. Okay, well, that's Jacob took it differently. Look in verse number 5. And Jacob had heard that he, Shechem, had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now, how did he hear? They didn't have email. They didn't have text. They didn't have communication like that back then. Most likely, some of the girls, remember, she was in town with the girls in Shechem. And Shechem took her. We're going to find she was in her house. She was in his house. Okay? He took her in his home. And some of those girls said, oh, man, we got to go tell daddy, her dad. So probably, the Bible doesn't say, but most likely those girls that she was running around with, somebody went and told dad, Jacob, hey, Shechem got your daughter and told her what happened, told Jacob what happened when he heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field. Now this is the interesting part. And Jacob held his peace until they were come. I wonder what he was thinking. He'd just been told that Dinah has been taken. He's in Shechem's house. He's been raped. She's been raped. And he sits there quietly. Wonder what he was thinking. Well, I put a couple of... What was he thinking? Could he have been grief-stricken? In shock? Maybe he's thinking, I never should have came here. If I'd been where I'm supposed to be, in God's perfect will, none of this would ever happen. God wanted you in Bethel. But he stayed in Shechem 10 years. So the Bible says he held his peace. And just wondered, the Bible does not say what must have went through Jacob's mind. That was his daughter, his baby girl, a teenage daughter, but yet he held his peace. And I wonder if grief-stricken, shocked, never should have come here. Well, we see verse number 6. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. Shechem's dad came to arrange a marriage, which was very common back then. But again, I want you to notice there is no apology from the dad. In other words, Shechem's dad didn't come up to Jacob. Jacob said, man, I'm sorry. Man, my boy did something bad. Let's just forgive and forget, you know, type thing. No apology whatsoever. But he was going to bargain with Jacob for Dinah to commune with him. Verse number 7. Now the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it. So news spread. Winston Churchill made this statement. I hope I get this right. It just popped in my head. Bad news can travel around the world before good news can even get its pants on. I know I misdid it, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Bad news can travel around the world faster than good news could even put its pants on. You know how bad news travels fast. You don't think that's true? Look in your news today. I don't even watch the news. Amen, preacher. I used to watch Fox News. I don't watch it. No, Ron and them are here. I don't know where they are in politics, but they'll be gone Saturday. I quit watching the news. We watched the elections Tuesday night. I went to bed. Trump's going to win this thing. Wake up Wednesday morning, and I knew this nation was in trouble. And I quit watching. I sure don't watch CNN. I quit watching Fox News. I quit watching all of it because I would get mad and bitter and angry, and I just quit. And I don't even watch it no more. Don't even watch it. And I've been telling you, I started cutting back on it for months and months because all this thing of the political stuff, and it just, I got to wrap my head with duct tape or it'd explode. So I had to stay away from it. And I listened to good stuff. Amen, preacher. I listened to good gospel music. I listened to good preaching. It sets the tone in your life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.